Here with Michelle and the mayor as well today. How did you get involved in this then, Michelle, as a professional storyteller?
Well, it is true in the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Uh-huh. Or more importantly, who knows you. So I have friends who know Kelly, and so my friends know that I do storytelling, and so they recommended me to Kelly.
And Kelly's the organiser?
Yes, yeah, for Moon Goo. Yeah. So she got in touch with me, told me what it was about, and I thought, well, that sounds like a really good project, and I love poetry and stories, and I thought, yeah, and I love working with kids. I have worked with kids before. And I thought it would be brilliant to get involved, and so that was it. No brainer, really.
I'm going to say, I won't ask you this because you were involved in the judging. What was your favourite story then, Mr. Mayor?
Do you know, Roy, I have to say, I was never as creative as these kids. I have to say, and it's astonishing what they produced today. And thanks to Michelle, she's brought it to life. It's a huge credit to Into for staging this as well. Many people just know them as owning Merry Hill, but they do so much more community stuff behind the scenes. Moo and Goo today, it's all made it happen, hasn't it? It's been a fantastic audience, lots of parents enjoying it as well. Marvellous community event.
I was going to say, have you been round the bird cages as well? Have you had a look yet?
No, I've got to be honest, Roy, we haven't, but we are going to. We've decided, Jane and I, to come in one day and just tour around and see all of them before they disappear on the 27th, I think, this month. So.
Have you had a look as well, Michelle?
I've spotted a few on my shopping trip around Merry Hill, yeah. But I haven't actually seen all of them. So when I'm up here next, I think I'll try and hunt them all down.